On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, folks, thanks for joining us live at noon every Wednesday. I'm George Adair with the On Air George Adair Show. We do this to educate the public and the consumers out there about their homes and their mortgages. And sometimes we bring in some great guests like Allison Norman here with us. We are streaming live on Facebook as well. So thanks for tuning in. Hey, Allison, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Do you usually stream yours?
You know, we used to, Mike Kelly did, and I haven't really gotten back into it, and I should.
Yeah, like, well, this is good practice. I got this cool little tripod.
It works great, yeah. Yeah, well, that is a great tripod.
Yeah, well, it's a fun thing to do. I like to do it to get the visual of radio, reach our listeners a little wider. So thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
So tell our listeners about you. And of course, you have taken over the show on Sundays, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Tell us about yourself.
I have. Well, thank you. I began my real estate career in 2006, back when everything was falling apart.
Yeah.
Good time. The sky was falling. Everyone was running the other way. And I said, I'm going to get my real estate license. So it was something I was passionate about. And I was doing real estate investing before that anyway, and kind of caught the bug.
Got it.
And then started working with Mike Kelly in 2009.
Right.
Worked through the whole short sale REO foreclosure market. Did a lot of that.
Were you selling REOs then?
We were, yeah.
And of course, REOs were those bank-owned homes that that the banks had taken back from foreclosure.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was a rough time.
It was.
Cut your teeth on that one, I bet.
It was. So, yeah, so did that and just, you know, I've been selling residential real estate here in Sonoma County. I grew up in Marin. Moved to Sonoma County, raised my kids here, and
do you find yourself doing business in Marin because of your roots there?
I do a little bit. Typically kind of central Marin and then north. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get down into Tiburon, Sausalito, even Mill Valley, it's really kind of a different animal.
Did you do you have a 415 number so they'll actually take your call?
No. But, you know, I know a great agent down there that if it gets into an area I'm not comfortable with, I'll refer. And we do a lot of referral business.
Sure.
I work all over the country, really, as a referral agent.
So do I. Well, as a direct lender, I do it all over the country now, too.
Well, nice. That's awesome.
In fact, I just closed two loans in Nevada this month and one in Arizona.
Huh.
So, if you know, that's the thing is we have an exodus of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know how valid the stat is, but it sounded like it was pretty reasonable that 700,000 people have moved out of California in the past year.
Wow.
Yeah. They just, you know, various reasons, politics, affordability.
I have heard that, the mass exodus. But what I'm hearing is there's also people moving in. You know, we still do have
people
moving
I don't think that
California.
Was a net number. I think that was the headline grabbing number. And then somewhere in this fine print, it probably said 500,000 moved in because it was sunny.
Yeah. I mean, you don't hear that part of it. It's like everyone's leaving California. But, you know, there are people still moving in.
Right. Yes, there are.
But you're right. There is, a lot of people going, enough of this high
enough
cost of living, the
enough
fire,
of this
the
fill in the blank
nonsense. I know. Yeah. So
some people say enough of the policies, enough of the costs, enough of the taxes, enough of the. Yeah, there's a lot of enoughs.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of enoughs. But gosh, the home prices are reflective of demand, aren't they? People like living here.
Yeah.
And so people that move out of the market, they seem to think they get more for their money. But, hey, I don't know. I mean, I think we get a lot for our money here. And I think, you know, there's always issues. I don't know where you're going to go in the country that's not going to have some sort of problem. In fact, I think most places will have a problem.
I think so. You know, and that's what people say, you know, I could buy, you know, in Iowa, I can buy something for $100,000.
Yeah.
But then you're living, you know, you don't have California. And there is, you know, we pay for the lifestyle.
We do. Really when I was in school in San Diego, I went to the University of San Diego, and they called it the sun tax because we had the widest division between home price and median income in the country back then.
Yeah.
And it was called the sun tax. People were willing to pay for the sunny weather. I think it's true all over the state. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a little bit about the potential for a bubble or not. It's interesting. I'm sure you field these questions. I know I do, which is the housing market going to collapse? It seems to be going too well. This is impossible.
Right.
You know, Trump's in office and the economy is unstable and trade with China is somehow going to affect home prices. What's your take on stability for the next year or two? Did you polish off your crystal ball before you came in today?
I did not.
Okay.
But I have, you know, just really just from being in it, you know, and know, just like you, you know, you can see what's going on. I think it's a completely different, like I said, I came into real estate in 2006. That was a completely different reason why we had a crash. And it was, you know, the phony loans and the, or whatever you want to call
people
them.
People biting off more than they could chew.
Right. And all the 100% financing, 125% finance. You know, it was bound to happen.
People weren't, they had no skin in the game.
Right.
Right.
And
that's the difference today.
I think so. And I think there is a huge difference in that there are, people are not overextending themselves. Mm-hmm. And lenders are being more cautious and not just throwing money at anything that breathes. You know,
well, yeah, people don't realize that in 2009, 2008, the SAFE Act passed, and that created some very specific lending requirements that made you required to qualify. Mm-hmm. And then there's the qualified mortgage rules that came out. So you can't just walk into a shady broker's office even and say, hey, I'm a gardener and my wife's a housekeeper. We don't show any money on our taxes. We want a loan. You can't do that today, right? You have to say, okay, well, I'm a business owner. Mm-hmm. Here's my 2 years of tax returns. Here's what it takes to, you know, here's what it, the lender says, here's what it takes to qualify. And those two things have to line up.
Yeah.
And then you usually have a down payment.
Right.
In almost all situations.
Most of the time, yeah. and you know, I think, buyers are smart. There's a lot of information out there available.
Yes.
So buyers are more educated, I think, and more cautious is what I'm seeing. And as we get up into that, you know, height of the market, they are being more cautious.
They are.
You know, being careful how much more money are we going to have to put into this house and, you know, not overextending. And even if they qualify for $700,000, maybe they don't want to pay that much, you know, and they know that they don't want to get stuck in that situation.
You're absolutely correct. One of the most important questions I ask my clients is, what do you feel like you can pay every month?
Yeah.
You're going to cut a check every month for your principal, interest, hopefully taxes and insurance, because most people do end up impounding those.
Yeah.
You're going to cut a check. How much can you afford? And I always frame it this way. How much can you afford and still eat ice cream on Sundays? You know, that's my grandfather's reference.
Right.
Because you've got to live. You've got to enjoy life to a certain extent, not just be a, you know, be beholden just to your mortgage.
Right. And I've had that conversation too. And especially in, you know, when I first got into real estate, where people were willing to pay a lot more and they weren't thinking it through.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable going from, you know, say maybe $1,000 a month rent to $3,000 a month house payment?
Right.
You know,
it's called payment shock.
Giving up, you know? Yeah.
So. Yeah. What are you giving up? What are you sacrificing? But then I always tell people this, especially if they're W-2 employees, go in and get some advice from your accountant on how adjusting your withholdings.
Right. Makes a huge difference.
Yeah. How much more money you're going to get out of your paycheck because you can adjust your exemptions when you own property.
Right.
So you don't have to just declare one or two for yourself and your spouse and your kids. You can declare another couple exemptions.
Yeah.
And get more of your check.
And I think that's even more important now because the cost of rent is actually higher in many cases than mortgage.
It's strange because I feel like there's a bit of a softening of the market where that number's coming true again, where, you know, rents are high. Fires have definitely impacted the rental market. But people are looking at, hey, is renting more affordable than owning or owning the other way? And I'm seeing again that the leader of that conversation, the winner of that conversation is owning. That's what I think. In most situations.
Yeah.
And you can get in pretty inexpensively. I mean, if you want to buy a house for $450,000, it's not going to be a big house, but you can find it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're out there.
And
there's a little more competition.
A little more competition.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where the townhomes.
There's some repairs.
Those townhomes are great starters, right?
They are.
Yeah. Get in early. Well, we're going to talk about all kinds of things. But what I want to get into with you a little bit here is what's happening with the city and the state with regards to requiring both solar on homes, new builds, and electric only homes. So in the next segment, we're going to come back and talk more about that. But before we do, you have a listing that you wanted to talk about. Tell our listeners about this one.
I do. I have a listing on Massimo Circle, which is over off of Brush Creek. It's 165 Massimo Circle.
Okay.
It's listed at $995,000.
Okay.
Has just under 2,900 square feet. Just huge open soaring ceilings and big open rooms. It was built in 1982, and it's pretty true to the era. But it's, you know, really quality built.
Okay, sure. Which is also true to the era.
Yeah, yes. Architecturally designed. The original owner is selling it. Raised her family there. Her husband has since passed away. He was an engineer.
Okay.
So they really quality built home. Yeah. It's got some really unique features. And it's a 3-bedroom, 3.5 bath. Each bedroom has its own bathroom, which is kind of cool. So just a lot of great options, you know, in this house. And it's it location, you know, talk about location. It's over there off of Brush Creek.
Yeah, beautiful over there. And what's the availability to show it? Are you doing an open house? How do people get to see it?
It'll be open on Sunday. They can definitely call me. Okay. 799-3617 is my phone number. It's vacant. If you have a realtor you're working with already, it's easy to show. Just on a lockbox. Mm-hmm. Go on by, take a look. And, yeah, we're ready to sell. She's actually rented it out to a fire survivor the last 5 years, and they've since moved back into their home. And she decided to sell. She's going to buy some property in Arizona and do a 1031 exchange. So
not necessarily specifically speaking to this property, but is there a softening in general in the higher price ranges? Are we starting to see that that there's maybe some compression happening in the market?
I think there is. I think it's slowing a little. I think what I'm seeing, and I don't know if we have time to get into it, but really is people in that price point especially want updates.
Okay.
And there's some really strong competition with new homes coming on up there in Fountain Grove, Parker Hill. Brand new homes in the million plus.
Beautiful homes,
million two, million one. Brand new. Everything's brand spanking new. And we're competing with that. So there's some trade-off in what you get. This is much
size
bigger
of parcel.
Lot, bigger
house. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, but I am seeing buyers want more for their money, and especially when they get up in that higher price point.
Well, great. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk with you more about the new building codes that we're starting to understand. I know we're not necessarily experts on this yet, but it's something I want to talk with you about.
Yeah,
just kind of get your feeling on the impact it's going to have on the market. Can you believe you're going to may have to build a home and put solar panels on it and not have a gas stove? That may be a requirement we have to be aware of. So we'll talk with Allison Norman of Keller Williams. She's right here for those streaming live with us. Thank you. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. This is a great time for many homeowners to refinance and use your home's equity to pay off credit cards, complete home improvement projects, or just lower your payment with a new fixed-rate mortgage. Just visit georgeadair.com for a fast pre-approval. Then I'll provide a free phone or in-person consultation, reviewing your goals and potential savings. Cross Country offers amazing technology, incredible rates, and a local presence you can trust. Even more important, I have the experience and loan programs to help get your loan approved, even with challenging credit or income situations. We're a direct lender, and many of our clients close their refinance loan in as fast as 21 days. Some properties don't even require an appraisal. If you're ready for a great lending experience, then let's get started. Call me direct at 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Austin here from More Home Services. Despite all the negativity in the news and online, I'd like to encourage everyone to remember just how much we really have to be thankful for. Compared to decades past, people work fewer hours and live much longer. Most forms of cancer are in retreat, and deaths from strokes, heart disease, and car accidents have decreased significantly from when our grandparents were our age. Food, clothing, and other essentials cost less in real dollar terms than a generation ago, but are way higher in quality. Pollution is down, incomes are up, and we've made great strides in equality for all Americans. Even heating and air conditioning is a lot better. 50 years ago, only 15% of homes had central heat, and practically none had AC. Now, it's over 95% and 80% respectively. Sure, we still have our problems, but don't forget just how far we've come and how good we already have it. After all, isn't that what Thanksgiving is all about? My name is Austin Smith, and our company is More Home Services.
As mornings get nippy and pumpkin lattes turn to peppermint, some want to bring in the holiday season a bit early. The Bronzini Christmas Tree Company again presents SantaRadio.fm on smartphones, tablets, or computers. Direct to your browser to SantaRadio.fm right now.
Every moment is just for you at Graton Resort and Casino. Staycation in luxury, right in the heart of Sonoma wine country. Book your stay today at GratonResortAndCasino.com.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair, joined by my in-studio guest, Allison Norman. Nice to have you here today with
us. Thank you so much.
Allison's with Keller Williams. She's a realtor pro, a real estate pro here in Sonoma County. How do people get a hold of you if they want to see that listing we talked about again?
Oh, you can give me a call. It's 707-799-3617. That's 799-3617. Send me an email, Allison Norman. At KW.com.
There you go. So Keller Williams, great local company.
It is.
You've been with them for a while now, right?
I've been since I started at another company when I first came into real estate, found absolutely no support. Uh-huh. So KW had just opened up in 2006 here in Santa Rosa. And so I heard all the buzz.
All the good stuff.
All the buzz. Everyone was going to see what was happening at KW. So I found my home there. It's a great company. And it's a national... I'm international, all over the world, global company now. So
great local leadership too, Eileen Morelli and Tony Rossi, of course. And,
absolutely.
And so we were talking about your listing there, and I think you know it kind of is a good segue into the Fountain Grove market, where so many homes are needing to be rebuilt. A lot have been rebuilt, but so much more needs to be done. And then the city and state get together and make things a little more confusing, don't they?
They say, by the way, while you're rebuilding.
Well, remember those plans you thought you had on the cocktail napkin? Well, when you submitted them to approve, we're actually going to ask you to do some new things, right? So what's sort of on the horizon? What do we have to expect?
So what's going on? And I don't have all the information. And I'll invite you to tune in on December 8th because David Guin's going to be on the Real Estate Hour.
Yes,
explaining this in more detail. But there's two things happening. And so every 3 years, the state has to revise and update their code, their building code. So the last one was 2016. So here we are, 2019. They had to update it. So there is a California updated building code, which does require some energy upgrades, having to do with insulation, the 2x6 instead of 2x4 construction, thicker insulation, and windows and doors and all of that.
Sure.
And they're requiring solar to be added, and this is all new construction only. So you don't have to, if you own a house, and you know you don't have to go back and do all this stuff. It's when you're building it, so when you're applying to build a house. So the city of Santa Rosa said, well, we're going to go a little bit further, and they're doing what's called a REACH code. And the way David Guin, city assistant manager, explains it is the REACH code is basically they're allowed to go above and beyond as long as they don't add any additional cost to the state code.
Okay.
So they are going to be requiring, and they did lots of back and forth. They had all these public outreach
lots
and all
of meetings,
these things.
Right?
And it's a very controversial subject.
Sure.
But what they came to the conclusion of, and it was voted into, was a new ordinance that was electric only. And so they will not allow gas hookup at all to any new construction.
So no gas line whatsoever?
No gas line to the home.
To the home. Wow.
However, so they are not requiring solar where the state is. And I don't know how that works with the REACH code because I think it overrides that to an extent where if they're going to require no gas, they can't now also because it can't cost the builder more. The other thing that's interesting is there's a bill that Governor Newsom signed called AB 178 in September, and it exempts those rebuilds that were in an area proclaimed by the governor as an emergency prior to January 2nd, 2020. So that's all the fire rebuilds.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's kind of a big question of is the new California code going to exempt those fire rebuilds? Mm-hmm. As far as the city, David said that the city, they are exempt.
Okay.
The new, so the coffee park, all of that. And you had asked me a question about what about an investor? What if you were not the original homeowner? It sounds to me like if you're in that fire zone, which is that recovery zone, resilience zone, you're exempt from this.
Well, that's good because I've been talking to people, about this, and they're talking about builders leaving the area and being concerned about that. So what would be interesting to really determine is if you're a builder building in a fire zone, for a profit to flip a property, that, you know, I wonder if that's going to have an exemption or not.
I don't, well, there's already gas lines there. So
exactly.
I would imagine, you know, you've got it there. I think they're going to encourage people to do, and what it is the induction heating instead of gas, which is better than electric, better than just a regular electric burner.
Sure, more efficient.
There's a heat pump instead of the gas furnace, which is more efficient. And his, the city's take on this is that you're actually saving money by not hooking up to the gas, not having to bring gas in. And you're only replacing four, they're requiring four appliances, and it's heating and cooling, cooking, oh my gosh, dryer. What's the other
and
one?
And water
heater. Yeah. So there's a water heat, you know, instant. Electric water heater.
But hey, PG&E shuts down our power for three
days
at a time.
Right, I know.
Well, so I can't microwave my food or use my induction cooking system anymore.
Could it come at a worse time?
I better bring a Coleman in. But then I might get carbon monoxide poisoning.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, could it come at a worse time?
Yeah,
you know? No.
I'm not a fan of it. I'm not going to lie. I think it's silly. I think it's silly. There's got to be better ways to accomplish some of the same goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
frankly, I'd rather see them require solar than not allow gas. That's me.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think the idea is if there's solar, then you're covered. You know, when the PG&E goes, I think really we need to fix PG&E, and that'll solve a lot of our problems.
Well, and so many people think that they're covered. If they don't have a battery backup system with solar, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because you're still relying on PG&E's network.
We're so dependent on.
We are so dependent, aren't we?
But really, you know, and you bring up a good point with gas. I mean, that is a desirability in a home.
It is.
When you list a home, you know, or if buyers, they want gas.
They do.
I just sold a home over off of in Lomita Heights, did not have gas fireplace, didn't have gas stove. The first thing they did is, you know, I was busy kind of destaging the place and knock on the door, and it's the HVAC guy there to check the line to see if they could put gas in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, before they even moved in, they want to make sure they can.
As a contingency, I guess, right?
I think they were kind of already sure, but they were like, that was the first thing they were going to do. But they did. It is a contingency. And a lot of times they go, well, can I put gas in?
Yeah. Well,
you know, it's
well. So, in your professional opinion, what will it do to home prices? Will they come down? And is that sort of the obvious answer? There'll be less demand in Sonoma County
for all of. You mean the new homes?
The new homes.
I think there's going to be a mix. I think it's too early to tell for one, but I think there's a lot of, especially being here in California in Sonoma County, there's a lot of energy conscious conservationalists, environmentalists that are going
to
appreciate
it. I like to call them hippies. Sorry. Did I say that out loud? Michelle's snickering at me. Really, George? She's calling me a hippie? That's me, folks. Oh, it's my show.
Anyway, but no, I think we do have a big mix of that to where there are a lot of energy conscious people, and maybe they'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. I don't know either. I think it's very controversial, and there's a lot of different sides to it, and you could kind of spin it a lot of different directions. So,
it's
yet to be seen.
While we're on the topic of home values, we've just, of course, had the Kincade fire go through, and as I've told listeners, it came very close to my family's home, and
it sure did.
10 feet, about 15 feet, depending on where you look. We're reminded that this may be a new norm. How does this affect demand for housing? Are people going to leave and just give up? I remember the first week, everyone was like, I'm going to move out of Sonoma.
I'm out of here.
If this happens again, I'm out of here. I got to tell you, if it happens again, I get my fence burns down another time, I'm probably going to look at leaving. I don't know how many times I'm going to rebuild a fence.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there are stories, and I have one personally, of I was in escrow on a property, and she backed out for the sole purpose of, I'm crazy to buy in Santa Rosa right now.
Wow.
During the fire. It was right in the middle of the fire. Mm. We were delaying inspections and all that. And she said, you know what? I'm done. I'm not going to buy here.
Yeah, it's a real situation right there.
It is. And people are, you know, I think people are looking at that. And they're looking at the areas where the PG&E shutoff is. And if you're going to be affected, do you want to buy a house there? So
no.
But where is that
in California? Where are you not going to be affected?
Yeah.
It seems like they're all
on the west side of Santa Rosa. And I'm, you know.
Well, let me tell you, I'm actually back up to Windsor, and the fire burned down 220 feet of my fence, and my power was on the entire time.
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't be complaining. I can't explain why that is.
I know. Well, so where the east side, I think the desirability of the east side is going to outweigh the fact that that's really where they've been affected mostly by the fire, by the power shut off.
Yeah.
Whereas the west side, you know, has always been a little less a little less desirable. And because it's flat and it's because it's,
yeah, it's more the flatlands and, you know, that's kind of where suburban sprawl started for Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
You know,
and not to say it's not desirable. And yeah, I live in the Northwest.
Exactly.
So, you know,
there's some great places, especially, I think it's a strong rental market too, you know, if you want to be an investor owner. Mm-hmm. So, well, we are really glad that we had you on. I want you to please talk about that listing again for any of our new listeners that just popped on. You've got one out in over in the Brush Creek area. Tell our listeners
about it. I do. It's off of Brush Creek, right to, as you get over there towards Highway 12, 165 Massimo Circle.
Yep.
It was built in 1982.
Yep.
Three bedroom, 3.5 bath. Each bedroom has its own bathroom, which is kind of unique.
Yep.
Big soaring open ceilings, open rooms, great for entertaining.
Okay.
Huge kitchen, big
wraparound. And it's less than
deck.
A million.
It's less than a million. It's $995.
You're going to have it open this Sunday?
I'll be there this Sunday, yeah, from 1 to 4.
Okay, and that's 165 Massimo Circle. And if people want to reach you, what's your number again?
707-799-3617.
799-3617. Allison Norman with Keller Williams. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I want to remind you that I work with a company called Cross Country Mortgage, and we are a local direct lender. We're closing loans really, really fast.
You are.
Yeah, thank you. I've had the pleasure of working with Allison a few times. So if you want to find out what you qualify for a home loan, this is a really good time to buy because interest rates remain low. We're still under 4% for a lot of 30-year fixed. And I'll pre-approve you. There's no consultation costs. And we're running a special right now. So if you start your refinance with us and we close by the end of the year, waiving our lender fees.
Ooh.
That's worth $1,595.
Nice.
Call 583-8100. That'll put you right into my desk. Go to georgiadare.com. Thanks for joining us today. Bye, streaming Facebook world.
Bye.
See you next Wednesday at noon. Thanks again to Allison Norman.
Thank you.